Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. 1 Peter 3:12 and verse 13. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, January 9th, 2019, Wednesday, I believe, and this time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar. We all hope everyone is doing great at this time, and that we're all so glad that the Lord has blessed us with another day. We are glad to bring you this program at this time. We hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word hope that we have that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting are very glad to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. We hope everyone is excited that the Lord have blessed us with another day, a benefit of another day, because on yesterday, this day was not even promised. Think about that for a moment, my friend. Yesterday, all the and the hustle and the anxieties and things that we thought about on yesterday, that was yesterday. All that was in the past. And regardless how it turned out, didn't it? And it's in the past, and today is a brand new day. Thank you, Father, for another day. And all of us that's on this side of heaven should be praising God and thanking him for another day. Even this day may have brought you more, I hope not more the same, but I hope every new day there's some new things that's going on in your life. You know, we as Christians, we should be just happy, contented. I believe our Father knows that we're all going through some situations. But you know one thing, our God is more bigger than any problem that you can have down here on earth. Because we got to recognize that our Father is not just a Father for right now. Our Father in heaven is the Father, been the Father through all generations. He created it all, the earth and all its little things too. So you know what? That should make us jump up for joy knowing that we serve a Father, a Lord, and a God that's like that. And you know what? He has our back. He cares about us. So when you're feeling down, remember, the Lord have you. He has you. And he's going to always have you. And that's the way Brother Oscar feels about it. I hope you feel the same. But again, this is so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy to be chatting with you again, chatting from the Word. We come on every day, Monday through Fridays at 2, unless we are hindered in some way of not able to come on. And if you don't hear my voice, I'm not here. I guess that's the best way I can put it. So, but we're here now, and the Lord has blessed us to be here. So, wherever you are, if it's cold where you are, go get you a hot cup of coffee, a hot cup of chocolate, and sit still and listen to I want to say the nice voice of Brother Oscar, but I don't know. Sometimes I listen to the program so much, I don't know, I'm starting not to too much like my voice. So just listen to me for the next 30 to 40 minutes, and we're going to try to bring you a lesson that you can grow by, bring you a lesson that will help you live and cling much closer to the Lord. And when you think about it, we need that. We need that. We need that. We really do. Because this world that we live in, it is so messed up, if I can say that. And I guess you might be saying, well, Brother Oscar, it depends on how you look at it. And yes, you're right. It depends on how I am looking at it. But for us that are Christians, when we see things that's not according to God's word, it don't make me upset. Yes, I recognize that it is there, and that we as Christians need to just stay strong and show the world that we are the light of the Lord, that we are the light. Jesus said we are the light of the world. And we as Christians need to stand up and be the light. You know, I be on Facebook sometimes, and I see things on Facebook, and people call themselves Christians, and some things I see, I have a question mark. I really do. But but that's the way things go. Sometimes we allow the world to influence us so much, and sometimes you got to wonder, where are the Christians? Well, those that are supposed to be in love with the Lord. And I now look at it like this, and if you have any other take on it, let your brother know. If you love the Lord, if you truly love the Lord, your mind will be on the Lord. All right, this is the way I look at it. And if you post anything on Facebook, make it about the Lord. Talk about him. He should be the love of our lives. We that are Christians. All right, Brother Oscar, I want to play a song for you. Okay, like I said, and I'm sharing time, we have changed our format a little bit. We're playing more music to help you through your day, to help you recognize how great our Father really is. So we're going to play a selection for you, and we hope that you enjoy it. All right.
Thank you.
Amen. Redeemed. My soul is anchored in the Lord. Is your soul anchored in the Lord, my friends? When storms come beating to blow you over, are you the Word of God? Because if you are, if you're anchored in the Lord, you know what? Whatever you're going through, how hard it may be, you're going to be all right. Even, and I know I put this softly because I don't know what how you may feel about this, but even if it takes you away from this life here, if you're anchored in Jesus Christ, everything's going to be all right because you died in the Lord, and once you wake up, you're going to be going on home with Him. Isn't that something to really think about, my friend? And we as Christians, we have nothing to fret about because we are keeping our anchor in the Lord. All right, if you want to contact your host here on the program or listen to the program live, or if you have any questions that you want to ask Brother Oscar, the number is 657-383-0883. If you want to talk with the host, if you have any questions or with the lessons that we've been talking about on most shows, Chatting from the Word YouTube, we just wrapped that up on yesterday, and we hope you enjoyed the lesson, you all who had a chance to watch it and watch me live and in living color. We hope that you got a chance to study that lesson. And if you have any, if you disagree with what Brother Oscar said about it, you can always call me here and we can discuss it. But as I said many times, always have book, chapter, and verse from God's Word to back your point up. So that we can learn from each other. You know, I believe this. I believe that we need to help each other to get to heaven. It's not the fact that Brother Oscar knows everything and all that. I am like you. I am trying to get to heaven just like you. And we hope that you are desiring for the same. To go to heaven and to be with the Lord through all eternity. All right, we have said that if anyone has birthdays out there, they want Brother Oscar to mention it on the air, Chatting from the Word, just let me know. Contact me, let me know. Brother Oscar, I have a birthday that I want you to mention it on the air. Because it's on Facebook. I can't mention it unless you tell me to mention it, to say anything, something about your birthday or anybody else's birthday that you want Brother Oscar to say something about it on the air. We would be happy to do that. And I don't want to get in trouble if I see somebody's birthday. I might say happy birthday to you on Facebook. I may post it on my page on Facebook. That doesn't mean that we're going to mention it here on the air because this program here goes out to at least 10,000 people. So, you know, you have people listening to your birthdays as many times we broadcast this show here. So we need your permission to mention it on the air. And if you have anniversaries, weddings, anniversaries, and sort things like that, we'll be happy to mention it here on Chatting from the Word. And, of course, churches, if you are having an event, we will mention it on the air. Just get in contact with Brother Oscar through Facebook. Facebook or through any other means that we have, either in the comment section on either show, we will mention it on the air. All right? Before we go into the hour of time of prayer, we want to play another salute to you. All right? It is well with my soul, Uncle Partridge. We hope that it is well with your soul this afternoon, and we hope that we hear from Chatting from the World are helping you to keep your mind on Jesus Christ. If you have a prayer request, it's time for prayer. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, call-in number is 657-383-0883. Do me a favor. If you have problems calling in, and this was brought to my attention earlier, if you have a problem calling in or can't call in or you haven't static, let me know. Let me know if you can't call in to talk with your host or to request for prayer. Once we broadcast, because once we broadcast it, you can't call. At that time, we're not on. We're just broadcasting it. So if you're having problems calling in to the show, get in contact with me and let me know, okay? Your time for prayer, like I said, if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, I would be happy to do that. It was the psalmist who says in Psalm 121:1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for the benefit of this day. We thank you, Father, for the benefit of our health and our strength, of our right minds. We thank you, Father, for the benefit of our families, our brothers and our sisters, our mothers and our fathers. We thank you, Father, of course, for the benefit of the church, the body of Christ. Thanking you, Father, for allowing your son Jesus to die on the cross, to come down the cruel earth and down the cross, so that we may have a chance at salvation. Oh, Father, we come pray for each person, regardless of what they are going through. We pray for the problems that they are facing. We pray, Father, that they face their problems with you in mind, and knowing that they hold on to your hand, there's nothing they cannot face. Oh, Father, we come praying for the condition of this government who is leading this world. We pray that they get it together and open up the government. We hope, Mr. President, that you do the right thing, because people need to have a paycheck to pay their bills, to buy their groceries, to eat, to pay the rent or their mortgages. Mr. President, open up the government. Father, be with Mr. Trump. Allow him to see that he needs to open the government back up and do not hold it hostage. Oh, Father, pray for our young people. We pray, Father, that you be with them. In the society we live in today, where everything goes, where men with men, women with women, where all sorts of things is not, where indecency is not indecent anymore. So, Father, we pray for our young people to keep their hand in your hand, so that they may be the light and show other young people how to be the light. And Father, we come praying for our program at this time, Chatting from the Word. We pray, Father, that you help us keep it on the air, Father, and that we may reach many with the Word, Father. And Father, we come praying for the message that's on our hearts. We pray that we have an audience out there that's ready to receive it, and they may listen to it with tentative ears. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Brother Oscar, I thank you for praying with him. We hope that I've said something, my prayers, to help you, to soothe you, to your aches and your pains and your heartaches that you are going through at this time, because Brother Oscar can't read your mind. I wish I was a mind reader, that's a such thing, but I can't read your mind. The only thing I can do is go by the things I've suffered, and I know this world is not easy. No problems do come. I know they get the best of us. But when we are on, when Jesus is with us, nothing will not harm us. And that's something to think about. When you're in Christ Jesus and keep holding on to his hands, everything will be all right. Okay, you know, if you've been listening to me for a couple of months and seeing me on YouTube for a couple of years, you know, we've been asking for donations to keep Chatting from the Word on the air, to keep Chatting from the Word on Blog Talk Radio, to keep Chatting from the Word on YouTube. We're asking for donations. If you can, whatever amount you can give monthly, we would appreciate it here on Chatting from the Word. As I keep saying, Brother Oscar is not a rich man. I mean, I barely get by myself, but I feel as though the world needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And by coming on Mondays to Fridays, I'm very sure someone will hear it and want to obey the gospel of God. So support us here monthly, whatever you give. If you want to give a one-time donation, that is good too. And churches, put us in your budget for 2019. And then once you donate, we will mention you on the air, that on a constant basis, you'll be more part of the program here, because I believe this is our program. It's not just mine, but it is all of our program to help others to see the goodness of Jesus Christ and to want to be a part or a member or added to the body of Christ. Hope you do that, and as I said, I'm on PayPal. If you're wondering how to donate to the show, I'm on PayPal. Pull my account up. It's in Oscar York's name. So if you want to donate anything, go to PayPal, pull me up, and pull your donation in. And if you want to contact, of course, if you can't contact right now, well, I'm always on Facebook. You can always inbox me, or you can email me at OscarYork3443@gmail.com, or you can go to my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. And on the webpage, we do have a bookstore. I've authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storm, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships also sell for $21.50. And if you want both books are $43. And of course, proceeds will be going to bring Chatting from the Word on the air, and we hope to reach more and more people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So help Brother Oscar out. Go to my webpage, order your book, and read. You know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. I made it up. Yeah, that was me. I made it up, and we hope that you visit our webpage. I would like to hear from you. All right. We're going to play another selection for you. Let me see here. We're going to play another selection for you. And we hope that you will enjoy it. And here we go. Here we go. We hope that you enjoy the next selection that we are getting ready to play for you. Hold on, we'll be with you shortly. Enjoy. Thank you. your life. I am so glad I know you. You know me. By committed a cappella chords. You know, it's good for the Lord to know you. You know him. And the only way we can know him and know he knows us is through his word. And I am so glad we're together today to chat about the Word of God. We hope that you have your Bibles with you. And we are coming from 1 Peter 2, and we're still talking about Christians and the political world. Peter says here, in verse, beginning with verse 13, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be unto king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. So is the will of God that with well doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men as free and not using your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants be subject to the masters with all fear, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the fallen. For this is thankworthy if a man for conscience God into a grief suffering wrongfully, for what glory it is this? If when you do when you be buffeted for your faults you take it patiently. But if when you do well suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God, and every for evil unto where you call because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Here, Peter is saying that we should have respect for those in power to govern this land in which we live. And what we must understand, what Peter is talking about, he's talking about the position, not the person. Many people, although many presidents that we've had down the line have been bad presidents, and that's the only way Brother Oscar can put it. But we must understand what Peter is talking about here is the position. And here he's talking about why should we have respect for them? And going by what we said about what Paul said, because we can live a peaceable and quiet life so that they won't anything to us. Now here Peter said we have that liberty, sure, but we should not use that liberty to flaunt it in their face to know that we have a liberty in Jesus Christ because we are Christians. And here most people believe, well, look at me, I'm a Christian. We shouldn't do that. We should live the life that Christ so lived. And of course we should respect. Not the person. We're not talking about the person. And I believe this is why we're so divided politically, because we may not agree with the person and what they may think. But here Peter is talking about the position and not the person and not even what they're thinking about, because I recognize myself as so much stuff is going on in the world. And we as Christians should stand up and say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're going to stop here. I know we didn't have time, too much time to talk about it, but we hope and pray that you allow this lesson to be part of your life. And don't cause division in your family. Do not cause division in the church, because what one may believe politically. And if it's causing so much division, leave it alone. Pray for it. Pray for President Trump. Pray for the vice president. Pray for this cabinet so that they may do what is right. Let us pray. Our Father, we join and help you. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for chatting from the word. Father, we ask you to help us keep on the air. We pray for the message that those who take it to the heart and don't be divided because of political differences. And Father, we pray for each listener. Be with them. Help them have a good day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As always, it was nice chatting with you from the Word of God, and we hope all have a good day. Bye-bye.